We pop out at your party. I'm with the gang, and it's gonna be a robbery. So tuck your chain. I'm a killer, girl. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Youth Vibes Podcast. Today we have Khalid and Azeem in the building. And today we're gonna be talking about how does it feel to be in a relationship at the age of 13? Like, this is for anybody who's in a relationship at 13. You know, what's your thoughts on this?
Feels like nothing.
It feels like nothing.
It just feel like you and girl just go out, see each other sometimes, and just like chill. That's it.
Cause you think about it, you got like a lot of time, like for you like really settle down stuff like that.
Okay.
But like, no offense to Khalid, but if you cheat, then like you got like you have more like you're only 13, so if I cheat. I can cheat until I die.
Is that a theory?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not married yet, so like, I can cheat as long as I want.
And okay, so you can cheat and still have a girlfriend.
Yes.
And what happens if your girlfriend find out?
She find out, I get another one.
Yes, I am cracking up.
Until I get married, till like I'm like 40 something, I get married, then I stop.
Oh, you got a long road ahead of you.
Until I stop cheating.
Yeah. Okay, so at 13, you're already realizing that you're a cheater. I am cracking up. Okay. So what about you over there? Are you a cheater? It's okay. It's
clear. I don't look at it as cheating because like it's not really like a real relationship.
Okay. So what determines a real relationship? Like if y'all holding hands?
Like, no.
Okay.
Like at least 3 to 4 years in.
Okay, so y'all just practicing out here with these girls.
I ain't gonna have no girl that long.
Okay. Why you can't be with somebody 3 to 4 years? I'm interested. So what is your? How long can you be in a relationship? How long?
Too long. It's like 4 to 5 months at least.
Okay, so almost 4 to 5 months. So what happens after like? Oh, so listen. So say you be with a girl, y'all together like 6 months. Is that an accomplishment for you?
Yeah.
Really?
His girls be like one or 2 months. I don't think he ever dated a female.
That long? Why? What was boring you out here?
I cheat a lot.
He cheated a lot.
I am concerned about his behavior at 13.
It's the curly time.
It's something that's going on.
It's not even that he cheated a lot. He cheat and then get caught.
You a messy cheater at that?
Yeah. I just don't care.
Okay, so listen, okay? I want y'all to know if y'all out here dating this curly top right here.
This curly top.
He does not care. Stop playing. So do you want to get married eventually?
I'm 40, son. 50.
Okay, you got plenty of time. So you think you'll be out here like cheating and stuff until then?
When I get 20, like when I get like 20, I might stop.
Okay.
But if a girl like born, no, I'm gonna cheat again.
Okay, so what if you're the boring one?
I'm
born. Yeah.
Cheat on me, I'm cheating on her back.
What if you don't find out? What if she cheating in when you don't know?
Right.
It is what it is. Like, cause you cheating her.
She cheating on me, I'm cheating on her.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. So,
let's. Y'all ever seen two people get shot?
All is cheating.
Right. Like.
But they don't care.
Cause it sound good when you 13. Like, she cheating on me, I'm gonna cheat back. Like, just imagine two people shooting each other. Nobody wins. Like.
Over cheating. So why y'all get in relationships just to be cheating? Nah, it just sound good.
It's not even like that. Just like
just a claimer.
Just a claimer. This boy Khalil.
Oh, what does the future hold for y'all in these relationships?
Do you specifically like cheating, or do you just like multiple situations? You could just be in multiple situations.
Yeah, you be a little player.
No, sometimes
that's how you keep yourself safe.
Play with girls like fun
sometimes. Wow. At least he is honest. I like it.
There's
okay.
Some grown girls that need to hear this.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. They start off young, clearly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go out with a girl, then like 5 days after.
5 days.
Five days.
I see
another girl, like that's so cute. So I DM her. I go out with her. Girl find out. I have another one. Then I see another girl that's cute. Go out with them. And just keep going.
And the cycle continues.
He go on girls on Instagram. I see a girl in person, I just go at her.
Okay. So he's an Instagram, a little Instagram person, huh?
Yeah.
See them in real life. Just saying. Do you cheat on me? Well,
clearly cheating is not a big deal, huh?
No.
So we just in open relationships.
Age is not. But probably when you get older, because you never know what game you get older. A lot of people, like, they be, like, catching cases for, like, cheating and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah. People be getting shot for being cheated on, but y'all don't care.
Nah.
It's because y'all ain't got nothing invested.
But, see, that's my password.
Oh, man. That goes on, that happens at 13?
Yeah.
The password to what, specifically?
My Instagram. I gave it to her.
Okay, that was nice of you.
This bull's bold, man.
He don't care.
This bull don't care.
Then, like, she, you know, remember, Maya?
Come on, man. She read, get in the mic.
She, me and some girl, Maya, she read them. I told her that was my cousin.
And how was the messages going? What the 13? Okay, like her eyes.
She's like, this shit, I'm a new girlfriend. Like, no, that's my cousin. I still love you, though. And then like, she didn't never find out I was cheating. I'm still cheating on her.
So, where is she, like, just like a, to you, is she in, like, a conversation or talking outside of your relationship?
No, dating another girl.
Just dating another girl.
So, where y'all going on dates at?
Movies.
Yeah, movies.
Everybody wanna go to the movies.
Where's Dark?
Oh, that's why. Remember you say
where's
you like movies?
Dark?
you see, you say you like movies, though. That's why. Because you keep taking everybody to the fucking movies. Why? Tell me about it.
Because I just like it.
Where's Dark? So you don't get caught up?
Nah.
So it just be y'all two, like you and your dip. Oh, what if you seen your girlfriend in movies with somebody else? Would you care?
Yeah, I would care.
You ain't, like, imagine that. They go to the movies, you with somebody, you think you creeping. Your girl with somebody, because she creeping.
That's what I'm saying.
What y'all going to do? Meet in the middle? Everybody dating them.
Might as
well. No, I would. I'm like, go ahead. You got
you going to be pissed.
They ain't had their feelings hurt. Y'all ain't experienced heartbreak
that's
yet?
What it is. It ain't even feelings. It's as men, it ain't even the feelings per se. It's your pride, yo. Like, that's what it is.
If a girl break up with you, just like, I get another one.
But when, okay, so when, that's always going to be his mindset. So
it's
when,
not always going to be his mindset.
You don't think so?
I know so.
Okay, so he's saying a girl.
I was 13 once.
Okay, a girl breakup, and then basically he get another girl. Now he's saying he get married like 45, so he got all these years to cheat. So you think eventually he'll change his mindset?
I already know he will. Life going to change his mindset.
Okay. What you think?
Life gonna change his mindset. He know I know. That's why he's trying to think about it.
Yeah, let me find out. You probably really like a lover. You probably out here loving these girls.
I love one girl right now. But
okay, so now you love one girl.
Life is going humbling.
I love one girl right now, but I talk to another girl I don't love. But I just like.
Okay.
Talk to him.
Just Jody. For fun.
Yeah, just for fun.
Jody.
That's what I'm saying. Like. So, what if her feelings get hurt that, you know, you talk to somebody else? Because you do love her, so you care about her feelings.
I'm going to feel bad.
He's too smooth.
But, like, if she, like, just start, like, cursing me out, then I don't care no more.
Oh, so she's not even allowed to curse you out. What is she allowed to do?
Cry.
Is this serious?
He did, sir. That's what I'm trying
to
imagine.
He said just as long as she cried. So, she can't curse you. What if she put her hands on you?
But imagine this. Imagine his body and his facial hair mature and his age mature, but that mindset don't. And you realize why the females our age feel the way they do.
He's
being candid. When you get 35, like you find ways to, or not even 35, but when you get whatever age, when you get older, you find different ways to. He's just being real candid.
Man,
he just answered all the questions that the females our age on Instagram be asking every day.
I'm cracking up. Look at these guys. They so silly.
What happened if you get caught cheating?
Not gonna care.
I just get another one.
What do you think a 28-year-old male who's a serial cheater think? He's just not
serial cheater. I'm changing your name.
I'm just saying. But he just know that a 28-year-old female got a little bit more behind. Like he can't just be that candid with her.
Right.
She gonna put hands on me. Or get somebody that will.
Oh, yeah, but not at
physical.
13. Okay, so
you
we
feel
not,
what I'm saying?
We not laying hands at 13.
We not laying hands at 13.
We just crying.
Right.
Nah, I ain't my one
to. So y'all not crying? Y'all don't be crying over girls?
I don't cry. Because
the 28-year-old female got too much vested in you to just cry.
Was you crying over girls at 13?
No. At 13? No.
Who was you doing at 13?
I never cried over a girl.
13, I was probably
never.
And I would never.
I don't
cry
think
over
I ever
girl.
Will.
I would never cry over.
We gotta keep up with them.
You ever when cry they... over a girl?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, oh yeah, he freaking cried. You see, he sang. So, okay, what age did you feel like you start crying over girls? Well, it might be crying. I'm sorry, but you know, cry. You know, you experience heartbreak. What age is it?
I don't know specifically. I just know when it's when you got stuff vested in. Like when you, at 13, I feel like you don't got nothing vested in. Like you, yeah. your relationship still getting chaperoned. Like, it's right. still getting funneled through the adults. You know what I mean? Like when you got stuff vested in yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like that's when that pride take a shot. Like if you got years and even months in and then you doing stuff, if you went on dates, you invested money, you've invested your time, you've done things, you got an agenda, like you got a job.
Right.
Things that you had to schedule this time with this person and you feel slighted. That's where the, you know what I mean? But if you 13 and you just going to the movies and your mom still take you to the movies.
Yeah, y'all drive? Y'all driving to the movies?
No.
Oh, so mom is still dropping y'all off?
Yeah.
Chaperone, kisses and stuff. Y'all be kissing right. and stuff? Y'all these girls? Yeah, don't freaking answer.
See what I'm saying? But you got the Uber, you ain't got no credit card, so the Uber is through your mom still.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like everything, the only person that can be really mad through at this breakup, if they would be the mom. She the one spending all the money, taking all the time, going out the way. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, so, for somebody that you don't even care about.
Right.
Y'all gotta stop. Well,
sometimes.
And the way he met his girls because it was me, my girl, and then his girl.
Double dating, okay.
Our friends. But at the time, they wasn't dating. So I was like, I'm not trying to go with myself. So I was like, I'm gonna put my man lid on. So then I text his girl, and then she was like, tell him to text me. So then they texted each other. They started dating.
Just like that, a little text. Yeah.
So it's your fault he cheated this time.
Yeah, you influencing it.
No, I put him on, but I didn't know what he was gonna do to her. Like,
but right now I'm not cheating. But
right now, you mean like why you sitting in this chair talking to us?
Yeah, right now. I'm not cheating. Right now. I'm not
cheating. So you really a ladies' man out here? All the ladies be after you.
Yeah, but sometimes when I'm chill.
When I'm
like,
chill.
I wanna go out with girls. He go at the girls for me, and they come over to me.
Big boss.
Big boss.
Okay.
I just think him.
You think of his help?
Yeah.
I just thank him. At least
you that's your man. At least you thanking him for his time.
Then.
Y'all are crazy.
Yo, when it happened, I'm telling you this right now. Remember this day. When it happened, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, when he get heartbroken?
Yeah, it's going to hit him.
Yeah, we all experience it.
It's going to hit him. I'm trying to tell you, so.
Who was your heart broke?
Mine's, listen. I think every year.
Every year.
So I know, but every year. That wasn't dramatic, but.
Every year.
Yeah, like, I don't know at 13, but as I got older, yeah, like he's saying, like, things become more serious. So you like, I'm about to walk away from this after all this time. But, I mean, I can understand how y'all feel, like, you know, 13. But y'all acting like y'all ain't gonna never get our age and feel something different. Y'all like, oh, we gonna be cheating for 40 years. Like, no, y'all not.
Possible.
Y'all 13.
Yeah, I would give it like
40. I give it four.
4 years?
Months. I'm about to go into the 8th grade. Oh yeah.
Yeah, then y'all get into high school, like.
Right, y'all the top of the. See, y'all at the top of the class right now too.
Yeah, y'all gonna be.
Like, y'all feeling like y'all 7th grade. Y'all been waiting for this moment to be 8th graders. Y'all at the top of the school.
Yeah, y'all gonna be playing.
Like when you get to 9th grade, and see the senior girls. Heartbreak is
going to
start.
We used to have in high school, grown men come picking up your girls and stuff because y'all don't have cars.
See, in 6th grade, was you worried about girls in 6th grade?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't. I
so in 6th grade, you wasn't really looking at the 8th graders. Like,
right.
when you get in 9th grade and you realize this high school, this the show, this what I've been waiting for, and you see it go
this
down.
This the show.
That's when your ego gonna start lifting up, cause you ain't gonna be nobody. True, but you feel what I'm saying?
Look, true, but what?
When I get to high school,
like, when I'm, like,
no,
he got us. When I get to high school.
What's going to happen when you're high school?
Like, for right now.
Listen, basketball ain't the only thing, varsity, I'm going to be playing in the ninth grade.
Please let us know what's going to be different.
Like, right now, if this girl, if I be with her till ninth grade and break up with her, because, like.
Well, break up with her.
So I get a new girl next grade. So when I get high school. So I'm getting me to be a man of the basketball team.
Man on the team.
Have all the chicks. And when I get to varsity, all the tough girls are going to come at me. I'm not going to have no car or not yet.
Right, not when you in ninth grade, though.
You got to figure it out.
The cheerleader is going to be after me. All right. 12th grade, because I'm gonna be the man of the team.
We gotta bring you back once a year just to get an update.
Just to get
an update, yo. We just need an update on a little everybody. We need to see how 8th grade went, how 9th grade went.
Ninth grade went. You know what I mean? We gonna be like, oh, you in love
and
now?
Zim, you gotta be here too, so he can't lie to us, man.
Yeah, like, y'all crazy. This is what y'all do outside? Play around.
Yeah, that's what I do.
When y'all next date, so I can pull up?
I don't know.
You don't know who going, you don't know what girl y'all taking?
No, but, like, we be going to parties, though. That's why I like,
a lot of chicks
that I was going to party. Y'all dance?
You
meet a lot of females.
Yeah, I get a lot of Wallies.
Wallies, man?
Damn. I tell my mom.
What's your mom be saying?
She said, yeah, what?
No, one time.
She's
like,
so hype. Lit, she cracks me up.
Like, I used to take him bringing the parties with me. He never, like, he used to always be chill sitting down. Like, last year, in, like, December, we went to a party. And I never saw him make like this a day in my life. Like,
he couldn't take it no more.
He couldn't take it.
Yeah, bro, must have been.
What you was doing? Just partying?
He was that thing.
Yeah, he was Turk. I was going behind him.
I'm really cracking
and
up.
And he Turk inside. I just stayed there.
You just stayed there?
Twerking, so I just stayed there. This boy lit, man. This he is guy. Special, dog.
Listen, do y'all have any... Well, I was about to ask, do y'all have any advice? But I really don't think that we want to take this advice from them over here, okay?
Yeah, take advice from him.
Yeah, let's do one. Let's do advice, because this curly top right here, I don't know what's going on. You know? So Zim, do you have some advice for us? Well, I mean, he encourages this, his behavior, so I'm not really sure.
Zim is the reason why he has his current girlfriend, and he had a girlfriend before that, because Zim just didn't want to go to the movies by himself.
See?
Yeah, basically.
I just want to keep reiterating, man, if it's any grown people that listen to this podcast, any grown female specifically, like...
Let them
ding,
know.
Ding, ding, like... And I just want to use y'all as an example because y'all are being honest. Like, y'all being as honest right. as y'all can. And somewhere between 13 and 30, that honesty wavers. But the reasoning really doesn't, man.
I pick basketball over a girl first, though.
Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.